And it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, of course. It's not the new year, you know, or anything of the sort, but September, a gorgeous, gorgeous time, and the leaves are turning, and the smell of apples in the air, and this brings back so much to an older person such as me. You young people, of course, you have your whole lives ahead of you, and you just live day by day, and you don't live in the past the way the rest of us do. We live on these memories, the happy ones and the not so happy, and they're out harvesting potatoes now. I saw them. They had a harvester. They were digging. A machine was digging potatoes. I remember when we picked them by hand and we walked along bent down close to the ground, hauling a burlap bag behind us, and we tossed the potatoes one by one into the bag. I've never stood up straight ever since then. That was permanently deformed from that. It was the hardest work that I ever did in my life. Everything that followed picking potatoes was simple by comparison. But you kids, you never had to go through that because you had machines to do those things for you. They're all picking apples now, the Macintosh and the Cortland and the Minjon, all the pie apples, the baking apples. And so on Friday, the smell of baking was in the air, this beautiful smell. Men have been seduced by apple pies. It has happened. Men have been induced to do things that went against their own principles because of a pie that was baked by a woman. A woman who can bake and who knows what to do with cinnamon and nutmeg can write her own ticket in this world. There are women in Minnesota who were beautiful bakers, especially of pies, and they had five or six husbands, and nobody said a word about it. No, it brings back so many memories for a kid going back to school and the fear and the trembling and the humiliation and those rare moments of triumph. When you get to be my age, you look back and you can see those moments when your life was turned in a particular direction. And you can see that all that you were told about hard work and persistence have limited application. And talent has no application whatsoever. You look back on this and you can remember these moments. I was 10 years old and we had a movie in school. We did not go to see movies in our family because we were Christians, but can't speak for your family, but there was a movie that was shown in school, and it was exciting for me to sit in the dark and watch this movie, and there was a paragraph that went up the screen at the beginning. In a far away land, once upon a time, on a mountain, there was a beautiful castle in the forest where lived a handsome prince who was beloved by his people and was deeply unhappy. I remember this because this thing was moving up the screen, and I read the whole paragraph before it reached the top and began to disappear. And this gave me the feeling that I was brilliant, that I could read so much faster than the average person, because they had figured out how fast this paragraph should move up the screen. And they had geared this toward the average American 10-year-old. And I beat them all. And from this little thing that happened when I was 10, I carried this impression that I was gifted, This was back in a day when nobody was gifted, you see. We didn't believe in this in Minnesota, that you should think that you were any better than anybody else. And so the word gifted was forbidden, and there were no special accelerated classes or enriched classes or anything. You were all in the same swamp, everybody. And so this was so rare to have this illusion about yourself that you had a special gift, that you were smarter. I was not. I mean, I was not a good student. I did not do well in math. I didn't do well in physics. So I was never able to get skilled work. I had to go into radio. And and I've lingered, for decades because I had no job skills. But I had this impression that I was bright. And this makes you decide when you're 10 years old and you have no ability to decide anything. You decide that you will not have an ordinary life and you will avoid the tedium that your parents complain about. And you will never, ever pick potatoes ever again in your life. And you will have a wonderful, romantic, adventurous life, all based on this delusion that you got watching a movie about, in a faraway land, on a mountain, a beautiful castle stood, in the forest, where lived this handsome prince who was beloved by his people, but who was deeply unhappy. What the rest of the story? I don't remember that at all. All I remember is that changed my life right there. Where does that lead me? I don't know. I have no idea, but somewhere. The biology class, Lyle Jansky's class, his 10th grade class, went out for a walk in the woods here this last week, and they came up to a red oak tree, and there were claw marks on this tree going way up, about 10 feet. And they were out looking for mushrooms, but one of the girls in the class said, "What is that?" He said, "Well, that's a bear. A black bear has made his mark on that tree as a way of telling other bears that he is here and that this is his territory." Oh, she said. And what is the diet of a black bear? Well, it's mostly vegetation, and they eat mushrooms and so forth, whatever they can find, and berries, fruit, and so forth, and insects. They will eat larvae, and amphibious things, and fish if they can find them, and maybe meat. Oh, really, meat? She said, "What kind of meat?" Well, a baby deer, maybe they would, or an adult deer, if it's old, and its time is up. Well, some of these kids in the 10th grade biology class have small siblings, and so among the small siblings in the second and third grade, passed the news that there was a large, crazed black bear up in the woods who was looking for small children. And that you should not go anywhere in the woods, anywhere. You should stay on a sidewalk, perhaps even walk down the middle of the street. And you should always be watching because they come right into town. Small children passed this news around, and the few who talked to their teachers about it were told, "No, bears are more afraid of us than we are of them, and the only danger is if you get in between a mother bear and her cub." Well, how do you know? And so is implanted in the minds of small children this permanent fear, which will become vague and have nothing to do with bears, will just have a sense that something is following them. And this something is waiting for them to relax their attention. And then it will be on them. On them. This will follow them for the rest of their lives. Their life has been changed by this biology class and by this idea. There are books that say that you have the power to reinvent yourself. You don't. Those books should be shelved under fiction. People write books about this. You have to go off to the wilderness. You have to go to Provence. You have to go to Tuscany or somewhere, and you discover the meaning of life, and then you can regear yourself and change your life. You cannot. Your life is formed when you, by the time you're 10. That's what we believe in Lake Wobegon, and we believe it because it's true. Of course, you are young people. You have your life ahead of you. You have so many advantages that we never had. Everything is at your fingertips. Even now, I look out in this audience, I can see the little lights of smartphones, and people are looking up words that I have used here. We had a Webster's Third Unabridged Dictionary. It was the size of a suitcase, and you couldn't bring it to a show like this. I mean, it was enormous and heavy, and you'd need a flashlight to look at it. It would take you a long time to look up a word. Everything, you've got everything. You've got everything. We never had that. We wrote, if we did write, we wrote on an Underwood typewriter. You had to hit the keys really hard. And when you wrote something on the typewriter, you knew that you were going to have to go back and redo the whole thing. Retype it maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times. Now you've got computers. It's so easy. The advantage that we had was that we had things to write about. There was cruelty and violence and fear in our world. You grew up in a Montessori world, and you learned to tie your shoes when you were in the 5th or 6th grade, and teacher said, good job, Sean. Good job. We did not have any Seans back in the day. There were none at all. I grew up in a world of Larrys and Bonnie Joes. People got names that were designated for auto mechanics and waitresses. Now you've got Sean's, you've got Sophie's. In Minnesota, think about it, Sophie's. You've got these names of European film stars. That's your ticket out of Minnesota is the name Sophie or Sean. That was very different, very different. We live on the edge, we older people. We're on the edge. I'm just waiting for that day when my mind goes and I can no longer remember that movie that I saw when I was 10, which made me feel so special. Even now, I forget what it was about, but I remember a paragraph. Have I already told you this story? The memory goes and then you start to disappear. But as long as you can remember who played left field for the 1965 Minnesota Twins and who made that great catch out in left field against the LA Dodgers in the World Series. As long as you can remember that, you're okay. There will come a day when you can't remember that, and then your whole life starts to fall apart. As long as you can remember that and the planets of the solar system and the counties of Minnesota, you're okay. Bob Allison, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Aiken, Anoka, Becker, Beltrami, Benton, Big Stone, Blue Earth, Brown, Carlton, Cass, Chippewa, Chisago, Clay, Clearwater, Cook, Cottonwood, Crowing, Dakota, Dodge, Douglas, Faribault, Fillmore, Freebone, Gordon, Grant, Hennepin, Houston, Hubbard, Isandy, Itasca, Jackson, Kennebec, Candy, Ojai, Kitson, Kuchiching, Lacapara, Lake Lewis, Lesueur, Lincoln, Lyon, McLeod, Monoma, Marshall, Martin, Meekham, Elias, Morrison, Maurer, Murray, Nobles, Norman, Olmsted, Ottertail, Pennington, Pine, Popestone, Pope, blah, 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 and so forth. As long as you remember them, you're okay. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, the men are good looking. The children are all above average.